Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. I'm just going to chazer over what we said last time we learned on Pei Beis Amud Beis. At the bottom, there was a drasha that said, Karvashas HaSheva Shnas HaShmita. Why the extra lashon? So the Gemara learned from there, because sometimes you have a year, as we know, sometimes for many things, in Shviya certainly, 30 days could be a year. If you have a chov that was made 30 days before the end of the Shemitah year, where you're not allowed to be toveya it, so you would have a hava mina to say that, oh, if I can't be toveya it, it's not bechlal ha'igos, right? So comes the extra pasuk and says, shnas ha'shmita, this 30-day loan is like a whole year, and yeah, it is mishametas. It is mishametas. That is the drasha of the Gemara we had at the bottom of Pei Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph on the top starts and says, Lo kein amar Rabbi ba mar mamol, Rav Amram, and Rav Masna b'shem Rav, we have a very similar memra, which fits in beautifully. Hamalda es chaver amanas, shalai l'saivai, hashvias misham matatai. If a person lends his friend on the condition that he is not to be teveya him, that he can't demand payment from him. Shvius works anyway to be mishamet, so that works imperfectly, right? From this drasha, because this is a case, the 30-day loan, where the bal chov cannot be teveya the loive because it's within the first 30 days. You can't be teveya, and yet we see shvius is mishametes. So you see that. Similarly, whenever a person makes a loan, amanas that there's no tviya, shviyas is mishamet anyway, and the Tumim explains, it's because there may be a condition not to be toiveya, and shviyas overcomes the lo yigals there, but still, there is a chiyav to pay, right? You still have to pay back the loan, even if there's no tviya. If you have to pay back the loan, there's a chi of mamon, and shvius is mishamet that chi of mamon. So even though there's no allowance for tviya. Now we're going to go to a second drasha of that very same pasuk. We just had the first drasha, which said we can, shvius is mishamet, a 30-day loan at the end. Now we're going to have another drasha, which is mekel. Ashkach tane.
What if he makes a loan 2 weeks before the end of the year?
Machlekes. Machlekes. That's machlekes. Some say shvius is. Some say shvius is not.
Some
halacha shleini. Do you know what the halacha is? I think shvius is mishamet, but I'm not positive. It's machlekes halacha. In other words, some people say takes to say exactly 30 days. It ends the last day. And some people take to say no. Listen, it's 30 or less. You know, 30 or less is mishamet. The svar to say that it wouldn't be mishamet is it's like any loan that goes beyond the Shemitah, right? If you have a 10-year loan, it's the same thing, right? It's not mishamet. When you do that loan 2 weeks before, so the understanding is he has until
30 days.
He has 30 days, so mela goes beyond. So a lot of people say that way. It's a machlek, a mamish machlek is a paiskim. So that's your homework. That's your homework, and we expect for you to come report back to the group, please.
We're going
to
have it. You already said it.
We're not going to have it tonight. We're not going to have it tonight, no.
I'll keep my eyes open. I'll
keep the eyes peeled, okay? Or
Shlaimi knows,
but he doesn't. Shlaimi is a nech, it's called Nechba Elakelim. He did all the research, he knows.
He does not know, he's looking it up now.
Okay, let us know, okay? According to the art scroll footnote is a machlekes rishayim, okay?
Which footnote?
Footnote number variant box number A. There is, however, a disagreement whether this applies only when the 30 days are complete by the end, or even if the 30 days are after. Tumim, based on his understanding, cites the Gemara to support the ruling of the Bach that if one lends money without specification, Shvius cancels. Ras Sirili, however, disputes the Bach's ruling. It's Machlekes. This position is also supported by Or Zeruasi, also Dvar Avram, who cites Noemi Yerushalmi to Makas. So it's a bit, it looks like it's a, you know, I'm not going to insert myself, being many harim gedolim. Okay? Ashkach Tani, Rabbi Yishmael. Now we have another drasha for this very same pasuk. Karvan, shnas hasheva, shnas hashmita. Loihi shnas hasheva, hi shnas hashmita. Is it not the same thing? Why the extra repetition? Umatam loimer. Karvan, shnas hasheva, shnas hashmita. Shiloi soimar. Because you shouldn't say, kol she shonam sadei lefonai. I have all 6 years a napotiki. Remember, a napotiki is a piece of land. For that matter, anything. But in this case, a piece of land that is that is singled out, that is designated specifically for the loan. And all 6 years, I could have taken it, right? And karma lefon, similarly, karma lefon, I have a vineyard, right? So maybe after 6 years, the seventh year, is going to be mishamet, the ability to use the apaitiki as a lien to pay back the loan. Maybe by itself the apaitiki gets mishumat, if that's the word, gets canceled. The apaitiki itself, you don't, not only the loan, but the apaitiki gets canceled. The Bum King Sarach Meimar, Karva Shnas HaSheva, Shnas HaShmita, we're only dealing with the Shmita canceling the loan, not Shmita canceling the apotiki. So this, according to this Brisa of Rabbi Yishmael, it actually is the kula. This is telling us a halacha lekula. Apotiki is not canceled. Very similar, by the way, to the idea of we had that any loan that has a mashkin is not canceled. If anything is mugba v'koi, meaning it's out there and it could be collected from. It stands as if it is collected, and it's not bechlal alone that's shvius can cancel. So this is just one of that many lists. Was mashkins and see? We're saying we're going to see very soon. Okay.
So anytime a person does a loan on an apotiki,
it's not canceled. Yeah, you can use the apotiki, right? Because it's like a mashkin. Any time a person has a loan with a mashkin, it's not canceled. Same thing. The Mishnah said, "Vayter ha'oynis, the knas of the oynis v'ama fatva mitzvah shem." Right, either 100 or 50 or 100. Right, that also does not get canceled for shemitah, even though it's an obligation. It's a knas obligation. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the Reb Meir he. That in the Mishnah that we said it's not canceled is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Amar b'milva ha'dover toli. Rabbi Meir said that the shmitas k'sofim is toli in whether there is a milva, only a loan. Anything that doesn't constitute a loan is not canceled. Now this is okay according to those rishonim that understand the way. Basically, the way I think we all understood the Mishnah, that if you had a loan, Shmita is Meshameh, but if you had something that was an obligation like a Chanus, Hakafas Chanus, that's not a loan, Shvius can't be used. The Rambam holds Shvius is Meshameh, even every obligation. How does he understand this Gemara? Says the Achrayim, say the Achrayim, that it's, you know, Gairis bet mal bet milve hadover toli, like we just said, you're Gairis bet malve hadover toli, according to the Rambam. The Shvius to be Meshamet requires a malve. Just stam an obligation will not work.
A Knas, there's no malve involved.
A Chanus, there is a malve involved. So the Rambam would hold, right?
Yeah.
And what is the difference? So they explain, explain the difference between like a knas, according to the Rambam, and others probably, would be that a knas is not to pay back a financial obligation. It's to pay back an einish. The Torah creates an einish that is needed for kapara.
Does anybody argue with Rameh?
I don't know. But Rameir is the Stam Mishnah in our Stam Mishnah. So if there is somebody that argues, it's not likely Rebbe was Saisim like Rameir in this case. Okay? Viter. I'm on 83A2. V'chol Maisa Beisdin. The Gemara says it's also not included in Shmitas Ksofim. Elu Gizre Dinin. These are written court orders where there was a dispute between two parties, whether a loan was actually created or a loan was paid back and so on. Once the court issues its order, it's no longer bechlal, it's no longer subject to Shmita, Shmita's Ksofim. So the Gemara just explains it. Pshita do milsa milva shi nasis kafronis. If originally there was a loan and then it became disputed, enam shametes, it is not bechlal shmitas ksofim as long as it is in the stage of disputation. As long as there's a disagreement about it, it's not a milva, right? Esachicha. It's not bechlal the category that the pasuk is describing. Kafronis shehi nasis milva, and by the same token, but on the other hand, when you have a disputed financial question between two people, and then it became clarified, and Reuven admitted, yes, I owe the money to Shimon. Once it becomes a milva, mishametes, then it does become bechlal. So
does this thing go to court or not?
Not necessarily.
If it goes to court, it should not be Misham, right?
Once it goes to court and it becomes a written order, then it's not. We're talking here where it didn't go to court yet. If you look at footnote 12, Rush to the Mishnah adds, this refers to when the court did not write a decision in the lender's favor. If they had written such a document, the loan would not be canceled, as we learned in the previous Gemara, which is exactly what Rav David said. You were mechaven to the Rosh. Okay? So the Gemara, I'm on now 83b. Okay? So we talked about Kafronis, right? Kafronis not being Bechlau Hashmatzis Ksofim and the Gizrei Hadayonim not being Bechlau Hashmatzis Ksofim. Ramiria Boy Im Lamidas Adin Kain. Is this also true not only Lagabi Shemitah, but Lagabi Stam Din Dini Alva? What am I talking about? Rabbi Yirmiya says. Loit Sarcha Dala Milva Shinasis Kafrona Seine Gaiba. Certainly, we know a loan that was in dispute cannot be collected upon, is not subject to collection. As long as it's in dispute, pending a court decision, it cannot be collected while it's still pending. But how about Kafronis Menasis Milva? There was a financial issue in dispute, and then it was decided in favor, let's say, of the lender, of the person that had, he wasn't a lender initially. He put out money, and they had a dispute. Reuven disagreed with Shimon. Then they decided, Shimon actually owes that money to Reuven. Okay? Gaiva Vaveninus? As we know, Dvar Taira, what's the halacha? Dvar Taira, any borrower can pay back a lender, busy buris. Okay? But the Taira, but the Rabbanon, the Chachamim, made a gezeira that every Baal Chayv can get Beinonish Loisin, Odeles, Bifnei, Lovin. If you have a question, a financial issue that is disputed, and then it's decided in favor of the one that put out the money, is that like a milva where the Chachamim would have said, okay, once it's a milva, it's always bebeinus because it's across the board gezeira. Bachayv is bebeinus. Or do you say no? The Chachamim only made that rule with something which is common, which is something which is found, where the regular case of a formal loan where Reuven lends to Shimon. But if it's an unusual case, like it is, a kafronis nasa milva, where the Chachamim oimed their devarim al devar Torah and say it's busy boris.
This kafronis milva.
Yes.
This is without beis din, right?
Yes, without beis din, correct. Right. Or at least before it gets to beis din, yes. At least before it was a kafronis and then it became a milva, maybe by beis din and so on.
If it becomes a milva by beis din, and they write it down, then it should not be Mishabbat.
No, we're not talking about Shemitah anymore.
Oh.
Now we're talking about whether, if it was in dispute, and then it was decided, no, it was a valid loan, and it is owed by the lender, to the by the borrower, to the lender, okay. Is that bebeinus or is that beziburus, since it wasn't conventional? What we call, what is it, FHA, unconventional, you know, what we call an unconventional loan. If it's unconventional, maybe the Chachamim, we're not Aymed Divrayim, right, on Divrei Torah. Maybe they said, no, this could be beziburus. And the Gemara blies by in Ibaye, okay? Then the Mishnah also recognizes Hamalva al Mashkin is another case where that loan is not mushmat, is not subject to Shemitah's Ksavim. Shmuel Amar afilu al Machat. Shmuel said it is even on if it's a needle, which is a fraction, right? Mamish on nothing, that's enough to take it out of Shemitah's Ksavim. And the Rash Cirilio speaks out, this is going according to the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that a mashkin, even if a mashkin is worth only half of the loan, Shvias is not mishamedit. However, that is subject to machlaikas. But this is Shita Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that Tana. That's how Shmuel seems to paskin. Okay? Vashiyilacha sachicha tashmet yodecha. That's the pasuk. Prat l'mashiyesh l'chicha tachas yodecha. That is the collateral, and that's the miyat. Why shmita's collateral, a loan with collateral, collateralized loan is not subject to shmita's ksavim. And that is how we know it. Okay. Va'asher yilacha achicha tashmet yodecha. What you have. Right? What your brother has in his hand, you have to relinquish, is subject to Shemitah. That if a person gives over his shtaris for Beis Din to collect, that is no longer Ashiyil Chasachicha. He doesn't have it anymore. Once he's Meister Shtaris of the Beis Din, again, Shemitah.
That's where the first bowl comes from.
Okay, one second. Okay, so if you guys are looking at the daf, don't look at the English page. Look at the bottom of the daf. It says this is the lashon of the sifrei. Okay, the sifrei says.
Where are you?
Take a look at the Gemara. See, you see a Mishnah. You see a Mishnah Prusbol and the Gemara. So look at the big. Look at the ketah. Look at the line right before the Mishnah, and look at the line right after the Mishnah. I will read to you the entire Sifrei. The Sifrei writes, V'ashiyilucha sachicha tashmet yodecha, V'loi ha-moyser shtaroysov le-beizdin. Goes on the Sifrei after the Gemara and says, Mikan somchu le-pruzbol shehu min ha-toira. That is the biblical source for saying that pruzbol is min ha-toira. Okay, we'll revisit it. I just wanted to, since you brought it up, I wanted to show you that is exactly what the Sifrei is saying. That Gufa is the source, that, or the Asmachta. That was the Asmachta they had for making Prusbol. What is Prusbol? Let's see the Mishnah. Halacha Beis. Prusbol ain't a Mishamim. Again, a Prusbol is also not Mishamim. Ze echod min advarim shehiskin hilla zokein. This is one of the things that Hillel HaZaken, one of the takonis that Hillel HaZaken made.
So far before Prusbol, we have two things that are not Mishamim, right?
A number of things.
We had a potikut and collateral.
We have a potiki. We have collateral. We have a meister shtereis of lebezdin. Okay?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That's it.
Those three things, but those are good. Those are good things. Those are good ways of getting out of it. And we're gonna get into how Reb Chaim Kanievsky summarizes the reasons why Hillel felt those three things are not sufficient. And three. Moshe Shreis LeBeisdin. You said Apaitiki or Mashkin, right? If you can call Apaitiki and the Mashkin the same thing, right? Yeah, exactly. But why? So why? But it's not a prisma. So the question is, if you had those things, why did you have to be misakim prisma? We're gonna just hold the thought. Pin it.
You don't know Rabbi Kamievsky's son-in-law is here for Shabbos.
And no, we should have had him. We should have had him actually give this shiur.
We had him.
We had him every. He was everywhere. He was Rabbi Seideman. And he was.
Yeah, that's where
that was. He was by the Rebbe in the morning. He said to strengthen. Everybody should strengthen all the inyanim because of the matzah. That's all. That's what he said.
Not at Mincha. He said Shabbos. He quoted the Chofetz Chaim basically.
Yeah.
Shabbos, he said, and the person should. Like have a Thomas Dibur at some time during the day, and what was the other thing?
Okay.
Think about
it. But Thomas Dibur sometime during the day, but not during the shiur, because then we won't make our time. Okay. So, right, Morty.
Yeah, somebody's looking through a window.
Somebody's looking through the window, and making funny faces. Sort of. Okay. Okay, so this is a Takana Sila Zaken. I'm on 83b2. We're in the middle of the Mishnah. Kishanimnu ha'am el ha'alvais zelazet. Hillel saw that people refrain from lending money to each other. V'ayrin amashakasa b'tayra. Shinemar hishamar l'cha ben yiyadavar. Im levavcha b'liyal. Right? The mamish not going to lend because of Shemitah. Hiskin Hillel. Hazakein Prusbol. That's why Hillel Hazakein was Masakein Prusbol. And just to get to the reason, so if you go to the next page, before we go on in the Mishnah, footnote number 20, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky beautifully over there in his Derech Hamuna, he summarizes why we would need Prusbol. Why you couldn't mean, you just do it? So
in addition to
Yeah.
So the first
reason is, number one, a lot of people don't want to give up the physical possession. They don't feel comfortable, as we all feel that way, that when you have an important document, you don't want to lose it, right? So they don't feel comfortable giving over Shtaraisa of a Beis Din, so they didn't do it that way.
Well, nowadays we have copy machines.
Okay, but it wasn't now then they. And then we also, number two, we learned... This is the other exception, Reb David, that you and I forgot. There's an exception that you can make a tanai that the loan should not be subject to Shemitah, right? If you make it in the right way, right? The question is Tashmitenu or Ibris Tashmiteni, right? So people didn't always remember to make that tanai. And we're going to talk about that later soon. People didn't always remember to make that tie at the time of the halva. So that wouldn't have worked. And the third thing is, if the term of the loan ends after Shviyas, Shviyas does not cancel the loan.
Right.
And a lot of people don't want to go out that far. Let's say, that, right? So for all these reasons, Hillel felt it was insufficient. All the other... Dvar Torah exceptions were insufficient, and he wanted to add another exception. Let's go back to 83b2. What does the Mishnah say? How does Prusbol work? Zehu gufoy shel Prusbol. This is the text. Moser ani lochem. I am submitting to you. Ish pliny upliny. So-and-so and so-and-so. And we're only mentioning two, even though presumably these two... And that's a shiloh. But presumably these two people are dayanim. If you consider that dayanim, why aren't they pliny? Should be three dayanim. That's because it doesn't list every single one. It's just two out of the three. Ha dayanim should be makam pliny. The dayanim that are in this such and such a place. Shekol chayv sheyeshli, every debt I have. Sheegvenu kol zman sheerza, I will be allowed to collect whenever I wish. So it's very close to the idea of Moses Shereis LeBezdin. V'hadayonim chaysmin lamatan oyo edim. Either the dayonim sign as having accepted that stipulation or the edim witness that the stipulation was made. There's a couple of things that you could talk about here. One is, do you say shikol chayv sheyeshli? So there's two ways of looking at it. I was just talking to Shlaimi right before the shir. One of the things you're doing here, arguably, is you're saying any receivables I have, you're giving over your receivables to Beis Din, and you're saying I'm giving over the receivables, and I want to be able to collect on them whenever I want. So I'm doing it with your reshus Beis Din. If you say it that way, if you look at it that way, it makes more sense not to say shikol chayv. The way it reads is, "Ma'isani lachem kol chayv sheyeshli." I'm giving over my receivables. I'm giving over with this document kol chayv without the shin, right? Are you guys with me? It makes more. It flows better. It flows better if you're giving over the receivables. It flows better to say, "I'm giving over the receivables kol chayv." If you're making a declaration, right? It's not as close to Meiser Shtaroysev LeBeis Din as you would think. It's not Meiser anything. It's a declaration in front of Beis Din that I intend on doing this, okay? But it's not being Meiser the Chayiv.
Yeah, right.
So then you would make a declaration, Shikol Chayiv. Then the Shin makes sense. If you look at it as a Mesira, don't use the Shin. And if you look at it as a declaration, use the shin. I'm just putting it out there for me. You look at the footnote. Yeah, you look at the footnote 15 and variant A, okay?
I think it always has shekel. I mean, all those.
Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah, it makes sense. I think nowadays we would all say it's more like a declaration and so on.
People don't give their loans to, like you said, they don't give their loans to pay.
Right, they're making a declaration. That's why the shekel chayv makes more sense.
I was not aware that you can get away with two. All the
right.
The dinner that I've been, it's always had three.
Yeah, that's right. It's always have three. It's true. Okay, and if you look at the variant boxes, other things. I think there may be overemphasis on the fact that Rashi and Tosfos disagree with this. Rashi says, Prusbel is Meiser Shtaroysev LeBeis Din. It's clear from our Gemara that it is not Meiser Shtaroysev LeBeis Din. The Ras Cirilio points it out here, that it seems, why would Rashi think it's the same? There's Meiser Shtaroysev LeBeis Din Midoraisa and Prusbel Midorabanan, and so on. But if you look at the Ritva and the Ramban, they're clear that Rashi didn't mean, literally, it's the same. Rashi means Kamai. So then he's basically...
Rashi in the Babli.
Rashi and the Babli in Maseches looks like Maseches Gittin, 36a. Okay? Lamed Vav. Tosfos asks on him on Maseches Makis on 3b. Okay? Ba'ayin Shom Ritva, Ba'ayin Shom Ramban, and other places. I think he's basically. I don't think you have to spend a lot of time on it, is what I'm saying. Okay? So Viter, here's the Gemara we said, right? The last line of the Sifrei was Mikan Samchu L'Prusbel Shumana Taira. That's what the Sifrei said. From here, there's a smicha, there's a basis for saying that Prusbel is Mana Taira. Break the Gemara, L'Prusbel Var Taira. Prusbel is not Var Taira. So the Gemara answers Kishehiskin Hillel Samchu L'Var Taira. When Hillel decided to make the Takonis Prusbel, he used this as an asmachta, as a basis for doing it. Okay, now we're on the next daf, 84a. Amrav Chuna. Kashaisa. By the way, Shlaimi, you want to tell the Olam your research today? So the big question is, before we even go on, Shlaimi will share this with us. Why is it until fairly recently, I think most of us who have gray hair, Morty doesn't have such gray hair, most of us have white hair, okay, would tell you that it wasn't very fashionable to do Prusbel. I can't speak for Reb David. He lived in Muncie where they did everything right, and Davin by Reb Yaakov, where everything was done perfectly. But for most of us, it wasn't a thing.
Not
You know, Arab Rosh Hashanah, yeah, it wasn't a thing. Nobody went around. I think I saw it in Yeshiva the first time. It wasn't a thing by Baal Batim, certainly by Haimisha. And I think most people will tell you in Europe it wasn't so nachwitz to do it. And Shlomi will tell you why. Shlomi, what did you see?
What did you say?
A gruchia, like a rooster. He was screaming.
With a rush?
Rush.
Yeah, I hear you now.
So
you're saying they didn't need the proof?
Exactly, because since everybody was making loans, a stam loan was with that tanai, and that became the practice.
I guess the rabbanim of that time felt that that would be good enough, huh?
Yeah,
must have been some grace of plates
based on that rush. Yeah, that's the way it turned out. That's the reality in Europe. That's the reality until Baruch Hashem, the Achshir Dari, right? Shlaimi.
Okay. Let's see.
Okay. The Herserachniel. Okay. Weiter. So let's get into this thing. We've discussed this on and off throughout the Masechta. We're going to repeat it again. Amar of Chuna. Kashasi Koimei. Rabbi Yaakov Aracha, I asked the following question. Commando Amar Maisras, Midvar Torah, the Hillel Maskin Al Dvar Torah? If Maisras are Dvar Torah, and therefore Shemitah is Dvar Torah, how can Hillel come and be
overrule
basically the Dvar Torah of Shemitah Safim, right? How can he make a Takana? Amar Rabbi Yaisi, parenthetically, what are you talking about? What's a whole? What kind of question is this? V'chi mishah shegolah Yisrael lebavel. Loin lifteru elamina mitzvah satluyus ba'aretz. V'hashmei kesopim noyheg. Bein ba'aretz. Bein b'chutz lo'aretz dvar Torah. Why is it that Rav Chuna asked the question only according to the Mandi Amar that said Maisras Midvar Torah, even if you hold Maisras are Midrabanan, Shemitah's Ksofim still is Dvar Torah because it's not a mitzvah Tluya Baretz, right? Why is he limiting the question to the Man D'Amar that says Maisras Dvar Torah? Chazar Rabbi Yossi V'Amar. But Rabbi Yossi changed his mind. It says, no, Taka, it was a good question. That was the right question that Rabbi Chuna asked. Why? It says, V'ded var ha-shmita shamayt. Right? That pasuk. And it repeats the word shmita twice. Why? B'sho sha-ha-shmita onyeheg ez dvar toira. Ha-shmet kesofim. Noheg bein baretz bein b'chutz lo'aretz dvar Torah. Shmita is totally in Hashmatas Ksofim is totally in Shmita. As long as Shmita is dvar Torah, Hashmatas Ksofim is dvar Torah. V'shash Hashmita neges b'divreyem. V'shmita is only midrabanon. Hashem Ksofim noheg bein baretz bein b'chutz lo'aretz midivreyem. One is totally in the other.
Not Shemitah's only been Rabbanan?
So that's why Rav Huna asked the good question, according to the Manda Amar, right? But if you hold that Shemitah's only been Rabbanan, right?
Why did he ask for Maisra? Why didn't he ask for
it's funny, right? But that's the Lashon they use, Maisras, he meant Shemitah. Okay? But now, so now we have to ask. It's a good question, no? The Hersta Maisa, Rav Huna is asking. If Maisras are Dvar Torah, how can Hillel come and do a Takana? So Tam and Omrin, in Bubble, they answered as follows. I feel a command to Omrin, Maisras Dvar Torah. Even according to that man, the Omar, Maida B'Shmita Shehim B'Divrayim, he is Maida, that it is only Midrabbanan. The Sunni, because we have in a braisa of Zed Rav Shmita Shemait, again the same pasuk, you have two, a double lashon of Shmita, Rabbi Yoimer, Shnei Shmita Malalu, Shmita V'Yayvel, these two Shmitin are what? They're not Shmita Ksafim and Shmita Shmita, they're Shmita Ksafim and Yovel. Why? Why, you ask? Why is Shmita Ksafim comparable to Yovel? Because they're both financial. They're both financial relinquishments. Shmita Ksafim, you have an obligation and you relinquish it. Yovel, you have a financial relinquishment, right? Is Shmitas Karkos, the seventh year, every seventh year, is that a financial relinquishment? No, that's an Yisra Min HaTorah, not to work the land. Everything else flows from that. But Yovel is mamish relinquishing karka, giving it away. Same. So Shmitas Ksofim and Yovel are being compared here when it says Shemot, right? When it says Dmar HaShmita Shemot.
Right.
So Bizman Shayovel Noyeg, this is like a really, by the way, I'm just prefacing it. This is the Gemara, okay? You guys listening? This is the Gemara that says where we're holding nowadays with our obligations. As long as Yovel is Noyeg, Shemitah Ksafim is Noyeg Dvar Torah. Pasku Ayovla, Ayovilais. Once Yovel is not Noyeg, Shemitah Neheg is for Divrayim. Shemitah is only Noyeg Midrabbanon. 84a2. A Masai, Pasku Hayavilas, you may ask me. So Taka, what is that? It says Yoishbeha, right? The Pasuk is on the side there. Vikidashin Mishnasa Hamishin Shana Vikarasim Dror Ba'aretz L'cho Yoishbeha. It's on the Liberty Bell, right? Freedom to all its inhabitants. Cho Yoishbeha. Bizman Yoishbeha Aleha. Yovel is only Noyeg as long as its inhabitants are living on the land. Not when they are in Golas. So now the Gemara asks, well, how about this? How about if it's not white and black? How about Hayo Leha Awal Hayo Ma'ur Bavin? They were on it, but they were all mixed together, meaning Shevet Yehuda be Binyamin, Beshevet Binyamin be Yehuda. They weren't yet, as you know, for the first 14 years in their first land, it was still Kibush. It was little Bizman, Kibush and Chiluk. They were not yet settled. Yachol Yiyu Yavilos Noihagen. Would you say that Yovel is Noig then? Tamid Leimer Yoishveha. Its inhabitants, L'chol Yoishveha, has to be, everybody is in it, in their place where they belong. And that's Taka, if you remember the Gemara, I forgot, maybe one of you guys can remind me, the Gemara that has the Cheshbon of all the Yovels, there is a Gemara like that, always starts after the first 14 years. Right, you always start Yovel after the first 14 years, so that's the makar for that. Nimsei Seimer, so you have to say Kegma Shigolu Shevet Ruben Begad Bechati Shevet Amenashe. Once Ruben and God and half his Shevet Menashe went into Golos, Batul Hayavilais, because the Yovel was Batul once they went in. Some say it's because they went into Yovel, they went into Golos first. Some say, no, this is even a chiddush, that Yovel is totally not only in everybody in Eretz Yisrael being where they belong, but even in Eivor HaYarden being where they belong. Eivor HaYarden. You see, even when they went into Golos, Yovel was Batal. Okay? We are now on 84b. V'zehu gufay shel prosbo. This is...
So, until that time, Yovo was midaraisa, right?
Until they went into... Exactly.
So there never was a time for Yovo to rabbanan, right?
From the time of Kibush and Chiluk until the time that, I guess, Sancheriv... took them into Golos, there was Yovo. Yeah.
There was
Deraisa.
So there was never a time of Yovo Durabana. I mean, like Shemitah.
Shemitah and Yovo are totally in each other, you know, in terms of that. Well, if Yovo's Durabana, then Shemitah's Durabana. If Yovo's Deraisa, Shemitah's Deraisa.
But there's no Yovo at all now, even Durabana, correct?
Oh, correct. There's no Yovel at all, correct. There's no such thing as Yovel Midrabana.
That's right.
But if there's no Yovel, then there's Shemitah Midrabana. But there's no Yovel Midrabana, right? Other than the 50th year. Is that true? No, not even the 50th year. Right. You don't do 2 years straight. Right. Correct. Zeh gufa shel prosbol. Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah. Even if the judges are situated in Rome. So you're saying, Pliny, they don't have to be with you, right? Even if they're in another place. Some say that. If you look at footnote 1, second paragraph, it's teaching that the lender may execute a prosbul, even the loan documents are in Rome. Even if the loan documents are in Rome, right? And so that, again, is totally on the clear we had before. Is this prosbul a declaration only, and you don't care where the judges are? Or is this prosbul like giving over your receivables? It's more than just the declaration. If it is, so this Gemara is talking about, even if the loan documents are anywhere in the world, you can do it. Okay?
And what about the declaration? Do you have to be in front of the judges to make the declaration?
No. In front of the three judges?
Yeah.
That's totally. You look it up in the halacha. I don't want to say la halacha what it is. My understanding is that's what is totally in whether you can do it in front of two or three, whether the two people you're declaring that you have to be in front of are witnesses that you're giving it over to Dayanim anywhere,
yeah,
that are not in front of you. Or whether the three people that you're giving it over, not two, are actually the judges that you are giving it over to, that they constitute a beisdin. Okay, that's not without controversy or at least discussion. So we're not gonna get into that right now. That's halach lemaisa. You have to know which one you're talking about. Okay, it's subject to both. Rabbi Ba b'shem Rabbanin de Samon. Rabbi Ba said, in the name of the Babylonian rabbi, Shloisha Shadanu, the following halacha. Let's say three dayanim, they paskin the halacha, they paskin the din, umeis echamehem. Between the time that they paskin the din and they actually signed the document, the court order, one of them died. Chaisman mishnayim. They can sign the order with just two out of the three, and even though the third one is dead. Now lechatchila, this should not be done. Okay, this is not something that's pashut. A lot of people say that the din has to be redone again, in front of three people, and all three have to sign. But d'yevid, it's okay. Comes the Gemara and says, even though it's not exactly the best way to go, two people can be chaysim and it's still valid. Okay?
Do the two have to write down that we
keep on going. The Oimrim, and they say when they write it down, Afa Pisha Chasam Nabishtayim Dan Nabishlaisha. Even though we only had two, we donned it with three. Okay? Amrab Chagai. So Rab Chagai says, okay, Masnis Namar Kain. That is indeed what our Mishnah is alluding to. That is the case in our Mishnah. Because we said, right, Maisra Anilachem Pliny Pliny. We only mentioned two. And we said, Vahadayonim Chaisman Millamata Oiha Adim. The Dayonim can either sign or witnesses. Which means It's talking about where there were three Dayanim, okay, and one died, and only two Dayanim signed. And that's the Mishnah said. You can do that. That's exactly what the Mishnah was talking about. Break the Gemara, Ulamedim Midas Adim Mipraizbol. Remember, Praizbol is only a Takana, Midrabanan. Can we learn a halacha, which is deraisa, a real halacha from that? Okay, so the Gemara says, Ashkatani, who midas adin, mad be prizbol. Yes, we can learn a real halacha from prizbol, and we see it going the other direction. We see we learn prizbol from a midas adin. Why? We have shibura derab nasan, right? We have a halacha that if A lends money to B, and B lends money to C, A can collect from C, right? And we also have another halacha that what? We have another halacha that you cannot be kaisa prosbol unless the borrower has karka. It's not chal unless the borrower has karka. So what do you do? Ain't like karka, chayavim like karka. Let's say the borrower in this loan we're talking about, the prosbol loan, has no karka. But he people that owe him do have karka. Kaisa like prosbol, you nevertheless can write a prosbol. Hey chavira, what's the case? Ruvain chayav l'shimen, v'levi chayav l'ruvain. So, Ruvain is A, Shimon is B. No, excuse me, Shimon is A, Ruvain is B, and Levi is chayav l'ruvain, Levi is C. And who are we trying to write a prosbol for whose loan? We're trying to write it for a loan for Ruvain. Does Reuven have any karka? No. Does Levi have karka?
Yeah.
Yes. So we say because of Shabbat Drab Nasan, you can write a prosbol. Reuven ain't like karka. Levi yesh like karka. Kaisin l'Shimon on the chasa shel Levi. You can write a prosbol for Shimon because of the nechasim on of Levi. Reuven can write a prosbol for that loan, even though Shimon has no money. So what do you see? You see that from the halacha of Shibura Rabbi Nasan, we learned we derived a special halacha of specific halacha by prosbol. So the other way around also, from the halacha of prosbol, we can derive the halacha of the Let's hear. I didn't understand it when I learned it.
So the Torah says the Gra has the key line over here. The Gra says, the Gra learns that this is the makar for the din of Shibura Rav Nosson.
Oh wow, that is the halacha. Wow, that's exciting. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Any idea why monetary law is called Midas Hadin?
It's in the Rishami. You've had it many times already.
Yeah.
The Rishami calls monetary law Midas Hadin. The halacha. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Very good. Shleim Yashkayach. That was very geschmack. Thank you. I missed that. Okay. Now we're going to start the next Mishnah. Prosbol hamukdam kosher v'ma'ucher pasul. Remember, prosbol, we're trying to say that at the time that the prosbol was written, any chayiv that was there at the time is preserved and is not subject to Shemitah. After that time, all bets are off. So let's say we're talking about a middle of Shemitah year, and it's Nisan of the Shemitah year. Of course, we know you have it until Elul, and you date the prosbol Tishrei of the Shemitah year, the beginning.
That's back.
That's mukdam. Okay. So who gains from that? Who gains is anybody that Reuven, if he's the lender, anybody Reuven lent money to between Tishrei and Nisan, their loan is forgiven. their loan is forgiven. Anybody that, if the principal was dated Nissan, any loan prior, it was actually done in Nissan. It was dated Tishrei before that. Any loan prior to Tishrei is forgiven. Is not forgiven, sorry.
No, yeah.
Any loan between Tishrei and Nissan is going to be forgiven by Shemitah. Is going to be subject to Shemitah. Because
Which year is Shemitah?
I'm in the Shemitah year. Nissan of the Shemitah year.
So he wrote it in Tishrei in Shemitah?
He wrote it in Nissan in Shemitah.
Okay.
He predated it for Tishrei.
Okay. Both in Shemitah year.
Right. Any loans up to that time, up to Tishrei, are not going to be forgiven by Shemitah. Any loans between Tishrei and Nissan, even though he wrote it in Nissan, since he predated it, it's tough luck on him.
I don't understand why.
Because he dated it. He said on such and such a date, and he wrote it for any loans that come before the date, not before the actual principal.
But he has now until the end of Elul of that same year to write the principal.
No, but he didn't.
No, we're talking about Nissan now.
He didn't do it. He did it in Nissan. He wrote the principal.
Oh, he wrote the principal in Nissan?
And he dated it and he predated it. Yeah. Well, let's say he wrote he wrote it Chav Tes Elul, Erev Rosh Hashanah. And instead of saying it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, right? Yeah. He wrote it's
Tishrei.
A whole year. He only gets the benefit of it up to Tishrei, up to the date he wrote it. Not the date he actually did it. So any loan he did between that date and the date he actually writes it is going to be wiped away. Because it's mukdam. He loses by it. So it's kosher. Okay? You figure it out. You look at things. Okay? V'hama'ucher pasul. But the post-dated prusbol, exactly the opposite case. There, he's gonna try to get it up on the borrower, and the borrower can't lose on account of that. Meaning, if he writes it in Nissan and he dates it Erev Rosh Hashanah, if he writes it in Nissan and he dates it Erev Rosh Hashanah and he lends money in ER, then it's not right because he lent the money after he did the prusbol. He can't do that. Any loan that happens after the prusbol,
yes, too late. Yeah.
Right. So if he actually does the prusbol in the middle of the year, even though he postdates it for Rosh Hashanah, it ain't gonna count and it's possible. It's not gonna work. Principles are not going to work, okay?
Yeah.
Conversely, and this we know, we've learned this before, shtarei chayv hamukdamin psulin. If you have predated shtarei chayv with achrayas, meaning that they can be collected from buyers of the borrower, if they're mukdam, they're pasul, meaning if you're sitting there in Nissan, right, and you date it to Tishrei backwards, they're possible because anybody that did a loan, let's say in Cheshvan, and then sell and then person buys from that borrower, is going to think he's okay because no loan has been going on, but it was a predated, right?
Yeah.
So that's going to make it possible. Bahamul Kharim, Sharon. However, if they're post-dated, it's you're fine, right? And there is a new aloha. Echad leivei mechamisha. If one person borrows from five different people, so you have five lenders. Kaisvin Prosbul Achol Echad Echad. Each lender writes, has to write a separate prosbul, even though each lender has the same borrower. But conversely, Chamisha Laivim Min Echad, if you have five borrowers, all borrow from the same person, and the Kaisvin Prosbul Echol Kulon. One person can write one prosbul for everybody, and it's fine.
Because the creditor is the guy that's writing.
Right, of course. Right. It sounds like the Dover Pasha. Okay?
Yeah.
And that is the first, that's Mishnah Hey, a Mishnah Vav we can do tomorrow, Mir Tashem.
When are we doing the Siyam?
You know what they say
we're supposed to finish on Tuesday.
You know what they say about the Siyam? Sometimes you see them,